Blog Talk Radio.
As I said before, I am not making no more demos. I'm not performing on club shows or anything. That doesn't mean that my artistry has ended. It ended as far as being live stage shows. So I'm not in that way ended. Still a songwriter. I think because of time and age of too many rejections and too many uncertainties about the industry is too harsh. Another reason, which is not the main reason, but it's a small reason. You know, when I write pop music or if I write on my keyboard, I had no idea that somebody in my neighborhood or somebody online would think that my songs are good enough for them to make a lot of money off, use my songs without permission, and get paid and make money without paying me for it and not giving me a dime. You know, that's a thief. This is what certain African Americans, I don't know, or in other individuals have said. Black, white, or brown, I don't care what their race is, but I don't make up stories. I just heard that, you know, sampling my songs online that was released for them to make money off, like tons of money, and don't give me a dime and don't ask my permission. So that is not only a violation, that is, I consider that person a very evil human being. The person has no talent, was and no authorization to use my material. I said that before, didn't I? I don't need to be dealing with that. But even though it's an allegation, it's important that when you write a song, you publish it and copyright it if you release it to the world. So if I release it on through a small indie label, which I ain't making no money because I'm still struggling, you know, and it's released on Vivo, it's released on, what is it, Spotify, then it's, you know, that's released to the world professionally. It is going to be copyrighted, and it's going to be published, whether it's a cappella or anything. Even the a cappella was copyrighted. But there were allegations that the people made tons and tons of money through fraud and sampling my songs without permission and making money without my permission. And then it had to be, you know, allegations that somebody I know. But regardless, the point is that hearing that allegation make me so angry because as a starving artist, because I have not received any contact about any deals, movie deals. I own all my music. I have not received any calls about my songs from any big artists or someone who's actually famous. When I say famous, I mean someone who's, you know, who's at a major label. Because a major label is where you get fame. Who's actually making a lot of money, who's on TV, who's got a Grammy. That's famous. That's someone who's very successful. That's what I want it to be as an artist. You know, if I... You know, I never received any contact about my music or my songwriting or anything. I never received any offers from sampling or anything. All I got was rejections, ignorance, and so on. But to hear the possibility that some criminal, which I would call them, or evil person wants to sample it and use it and might have gotten money from it is such a violation. I heard they got $25,000, $100,000, whatever. They're a thief. They're an evil human being. And there's no excuse about it. For being a starving artist for several years, I will never forgive them. Because of all that suffering, and they don't have no talent, and they have no right to be using my songs to sample or commit fraud from. That's why, even though it's an allegation, when I say allegation, because I don't want people to misunderstand me, allegation means someone made up an allegation, and it could be true, that copyright and publishing is the way to protect it, but I think we need more than copyright and publishing. But copyright is at the federal government. It shows that I wrote the song by registering it. So, you know, registering copyright is the main protection. Now, when you publish it, it means you, they say, you know, this is what I was told, you own the whole song. So I own the whole material. Or if my name is with somebody else on the copyright claim it, then we own half of, we own the entire song. It doesn't matter if they're lyricists or the, if a lyricist and composer both own the song. So the lyricists own the song, period, or whatever. They get both get money. So if the song gets money, then whoever wrote it on the copyright gets money too. Or BMI, they gets money. I'm with BMI. I've been with BMI for 30 years, but I'm tired of that shit. You know, it's like I'm tired of that. I don't, you know, it's just a reminder that, you know, the broken dream syndrome, you can be talented, trying to make it, and you come across a dangerous person who wants to take my dreams away. If they did get make money off of it, they did take my dreams away. That is so evil. That I, because, you know, for someone who's, you know, talented like me, who struggled for many years, all that suffering, 33 years, and this person don't have no talent. They can't, don't know write a music. They don't know how to write a song. Or maybe they do. They're too lazy to make their own music. And if they got in the industry or got money from it, I consider that such a violation. It's the same as robbing a bank. So I got tired of this unfairness of dealing with that. I don't want to be attracted to somebody like that or whoever they are. For those types, I know that karma comes back on this earth if you do something evil. You know, what goes around comes around. It is the truth. It just has to let God take over. I know people like that will get in legal trouble or whatever. You know, even, you know, I learned that growing up. I even learned that look observations, what happened to members of my own family, what happened in the family, in the neighborhood when I grew up. I learned unfairness. I saw so much unfairness. I experienced unfairness before I became a musician, and then I became a musician because of the unfairness. I can't take that. I can't deal with that 30-something years. So I'm not an artist no more. I will not be on stage. I will not be playing because I'm sick of it. I suffered too much already. That was unfair. The second part of it is the second part of this pilgrimage, the cycle, is to be a songwriter. I'm going to remain the songwriter, so I will, like, make songs. Not, you know, I'm not going to release it. I'm not going to release it. Some of them I will be releasing, because I released so many singles. I will be release something for my keyboard. And I was so frustrated that I haven't played my keyboard lately because of all those years of frustration and hearing all this malicious gossip. And the thought of someone to steal is such a violation. But, you know, it's taking my dream away. It's taking someone's dream away when you use something like that, whether it's an allegation or not. There's no way, no excuse for it. Someone wrote that song, they should have gotten credit for it. You can't just take and get, but in this society, some people don't think that way. They get what they can get and think about themselves and move on. It's about trying to get ahead, and I don't want to deal with that. And that's in all, regardless of wherever you come from, there are sociopaths and monsters everywhere. But I don't need to suffer no more. Would I change my mind about performing? I don't think so. It's just too long. I mean, you know, I will say this, you know, it's too hard when you do it 30-something years and never gotten any thing for it, and to listen to, you know, those rejections, all that stuff, it's just too much, you know. And also, I think that the business of artistry is younger. They prefer younger people, but you can make it as an older person. But it's too hard. I don't want to deal with it. So that's over. However, if the luck, there's one thing that separates those who do it and don't, is being lucky, which is a unfortunate situation. That luck comes out of play where someone asks me to sing for something that's related to the industry, and it's financially incentive, and it's in the Hollywood industry, you know, like a contract or a single or whatever, then yes. Or sing, you know, but until then, no. That hasn't happened for the last 30 years, 33 years, so why should I expect it now? But as far as songwriting, yes, I will say this. As far as releasing songs, yes, vocally, you know, the keyboard, yes. But I don't think I'll release them, maybe one or two more, and that'd be probably it. I don't know. There may be films where I put the songs in. I don't know, maybe more. I don't know. I'm a very creative person, singing. I'm always singing, making up melodies. But I haven't. But when I make songs through my keyboard or, you know, prior to singing, you know, like a master writer, I sing. They're not for people to hear. They're not for release. It's kind of like listening to, because I come up with a melody in my head and making up a melody, and then I, you know, I had to listen to it, because it's like, it's practicing, it's off limits, you know, until I release it. So in that sense, as far as the artistry on radio, the radio singer, yes, the radio singer. I may release a few, I don't know. I don't have no desire right now because of all these years. It's just the Hollywood dream is difficult to get because very few people get it, and I'm experiencing the other side, you know, that those who didn't get it, misfortune because of they gave up or they were a target of dream killers. And yes, I was a target. Dream killers played a big role in why I didn't achieve my dreams. I probably would have got further. Dream killers in my neighborhood who are jealous and looking for opportunity to steal or get in the industry themselves. So it's really sad. I mean, they sit around waiting for a handout. When I say handout, meaning they're sitting around waiting for the right, you know, thing to manipulate or target. And those are monsters. Those are criminals. So if I release something, it will be on keyboard. I'm not making no demos. You know, like, I really want to be with you. I want to get to know you. Those, no. That's just too much. I spent a lot of money making those songs and videos. I spent thousands and thousands of dollars. You don't realize how much money I spent into it. And I haven't got anything for it, not much to show for it. So the live singer is over with. As far as making a demo, that's over with. Unless a luck, you know, unless it changed my mind, no, not living where I'm at. But I may do it on a keyboard, a piano, if it's the right kind of song. So I did release a lot this year, and a remaster song. So I don't have real plans of releasing, but the as far as live performances. No more bands, no nothing. I will not go for that. You know, on an indirect part, I have people over here talking about, you know, I'm straight and forward. I'm an artist as far as legitimate. I always been a legitimate artist, meaning if I was to do anything, you know, with the Hollywood, when I look at Hollywood, it's like, you know, make a song, you know, I want to go beat Capitol Records or release it and for people to listen, PG-13, or if I was interested in, you know, I had, you know, I would like to act and stuff, so it'd be a regular, a dream to be on TV in a TV show, you know, like Will and Grace or, you know, different, listen to different, the Conners or, you know, shows like that, you know, or, you know what I'm talking about, on Netflix, be a show on Netflix, like Bridgerton or The Crown, you know, that's acting, that's legitimate acting, and my music's legitimate, it's for people to buy, it's mainstream, it's like Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift's legitimate, I'm legitimate. The reason why I say I'm legitimate is because I had somebody say that they're people over here talking about adult porn. And, you know, I don't know why they talk about it, but I guess the porn is the centerpiece, is in L.A., I guess, in some parts of L.A. They film it, or they film it in Las Vegas, whatever. This is what I saw online. I'm not into it. So I want, and they were talking about, you know, me and stuff like that. Like, I will never, this is why I repeat, never be in adult porn. It is, that is not legitimate, in my opinion. But, you know, I'm sorry, I'm just not into that. It's too dangerous for me to even consider. When I realized that exposing people to HIV without condoms and just having, you know, I think porn is not art, opinion-wise. I think it's just sex, and that's not legitimate. I'm not interested in that. In fact, that grossed me out. It would gross me out. I apologize for those who are doing that. I mean, they're sex workers, and, you know, but that's all I need to say. I would never be in adult porn. I'm always going to be a legitimate artist. I just brought that up. But, again, I don't like talking about negativity all the time. You know, I don't like talking about stuff because too much negativity kind of erodes the essence of what I'm trying to talk about. So I don't want nobody using my songs. And I heard just really all these false allegations. You know what allegations mean? They haven't been proven, so I leave it there. But, you know, my songs and me are legit. It will stay with legitimate artists, or if I give it to an artist, it'll be somebody who improves in pop, okay, or rap, rhythm, and blues, rock, whatever. I mean, it is not. I can't be with nothing that's not legitimate art. And porn is not legitimate, in my opinion, and it's not something I would never consider in my lifetime. But as far as keeping rights to songs and stuff like that, my suggestion to other songwriters, protect your music. I guess copyright it, publish it. Be careful about the sampling, because if they sampled and you made money off of it and you didn't get permission, and if you know about it, if you have evidence, then sue them. I mean, it's not right for anyone to do that. But for me to hear that allegation, and repeat allegation, that's enough for me to say I am not making another demo to be around somebody who think they can just wait for me or to look at me to step on. I said that before. Take my Hollywood dreams away. That's pure evil. people like that should not be around anybody. Those types are go to prison or go to jail. They're evil. And the same thing as robbing a bank or something. But again, protect your music. You know, I had enough. I'm going to be a radio singer, just release it through to Spotify, but it will be a piano. It will be copyrighted protected. And again, I'm a repeat when I release it, no sampling is authorized. But, you know, I heard, you know, it's important that you copyright and you publish your songs if you release it. But for me, you know, I'm winding down in the art situation. My dream when I came out here was to be like Vince Neil or Axl Rose. Not their personalities or lifestyle. It was to be me. It's to be a lead singer of a platinum rock band. It did not come true. And when you have those little dreams and they don't come true, it's very painful. But I'm still not giving up on my dream because it's to make it as a professional artist, as a songwriter. And I'm saying that because if someone hears me and they don't, you know, who's out there, I just say, I'm still struggling. I've been doing it 33 years. And I said, it's very difficult to make it. But if you believe in yourself, it can happen. But it's so difficult. I experienced the worst of it. So don't let the worst take you down either. And all I can say is have something to fall back on too, to keep you alive if you're struggling 5-10 years later. Perhaps I missed out on opportunities to do something with it. I would, you know, I look at those few times that I was offered something. This woman offered me something. I didn't remember her name. I think her name was Yolanda or somebody. I don't know. A recording contract back in 2006 or something. I don't remember who her name was. I made the right decision not to go along with her because I checked her out in the background. And she did not seem like a legitimate company. I didn't see nobody with that company. It was just one person. And it seemed like they were promoting another person. And it did not seem legit. You know, it wasn't no big, you know, it didn't seem like somebody who had connections. You know, I would, if I signed with a manager who had connections to Capitol, he had a whole list and he had a famous people he was connected with and he helped people, then I would probably consider that more legit or legit, you know, check their background and so on. But I did do that. I checked the background of these people, this person. There wasn't no opportunity there. It probably was something to manipulate or sign away my songs or something. I can't do that either, especially if I wrote it and I haven't received any royalties from it, not to mention all these allegations. The music business or the entertainment business, I perceive it to be not as, let's just say the integrity side is just, it doesn't have as much as integrity as, you know, like going into law or politics, because some people are lucky enough to get it and some people are not. There are so many talented people and very few get it. So I don't think that that's fair. But, you know, it's a very difficult business. I did the best I can. I'm still a professional songwriter for at least a little while. So I've done it 33 years, and that's a long, very long time. Good day, good night from Death Knight.